You're listening to the People's Podcast.
Where's Punk? Did you try the Pepsi machine?
On thingsdezsays.net.
It's the podcast that lets you pick Monday up on your shoulders and drop it on a stretcher. It's
indeed
the People's Podcast. Happy Monday. It's Des Delgadillo here with Faraz. What do you think of this 16-bit version?
Wow, there's a 16-bit version.
There's 8 more bits.
Wow.
Yes. I was rudely corrected last week. This is a 16-bit, not an 8-bit.
Oh, my God. How did you make that mistake?
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed of you.
Go away. Get out of here. Go.
Oh, man. Those people exist, though, man. Those people exist. It's the show where we talk about fake sports. Because
it is. It's Monday.
Are fun. Indeed. And I woke up very early this morning because there is a pay-per-view that I had purchased.
Yes.
And then I got a last-minute booking, so I had to miss it. But thankfully, ever since selling my soul to Time Warner, part of the deal that they included for the price of my soul was...
You sold your soul and WCW's memory to Time Warner. How could you?
But
Steve is probably turning in his chair right now.
But part of the incentive was a free DVR. So,
ooh,
so I
you could have always got the encore presentation, as I like to remind us every week on Raw and Nitro.
Well, in the 90s, they like to remind us.
Yeah.
Now I think they've figured out we don't actually need it. But yeah, I woke up this morning and I watched the replay, and so we're gonna talk about the Ring of Honor show plus stuff on Raw. Happened as it tends to do, and
your wish came true, kind of. We'll get to that after.
What wish? I don't know. Well, yeah,
the Ric Flair wish.
Ah, yes. Or in fact, my nightmare did not come true.
Indeed.
I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that and other stuff that I'm not a very good host, so I don't remember right now. But we will probably discuss other stuff, like
as we do on this show.
Like we do. We're not very good at keeping our fan base informed of the conversation that will be occurring. It just sort of
indeed
just sort of happens. But anyway, your laptop has been down over the past couple of weeks, so I'm glad you're finally getting to watch the fake sports spectacular again. Although I know you've been kind of occupied with the not so fake sport.
Well, no, it's kind of like a fake. It has storylines and dramas and you know.
I was
twisted.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I was messaging back and forth with Rudy Chinchilla. Sorry. And
I love the show.
Did that come through? Like, did you figure out what that was?
Yes.
Okay. So I was messaging back and forth with Rudy Chinchilla, and he is telling me about this this Ronaldo gentleman.
He's a heel. He's mean.
He's a quality fella. I like this guy. But
no,
he's a
heel. He's a horrible human being.
I seem to be the only guy who likes this particular fella.
He's a very arrogant fellow with his bright orange boots and his hair and
Yes, he seems to be very nefarious. He seems to be a wicked man.
He's a very wicked man, and he broke U.S. hearts last night.
He did, man. And you know what's cool about him is, like, he's apparently very good at soccer.
He is. He's allegedly the best player in the world. I disagree, along with many other people. He's the second best player in the world.
He seemed to be pretty good yesterday because he was in for what, like...
He did one thing!
In for, like, 5 seconds, but that one thing he did screwed the U.S., which was hilarious.
Well, no, I actually wanted the U.S. to win. That's not. I don't often say things like that.
Well, I didn't care who won, so I got to watch with a cold, detached
feel
watchfulness.
Indeed.
And I didn't actually watch it. I read about it on Twitter. But it's the same thing in 2014.
That's what Dez does. He follows every game on Twitter. It's, but even Arsenal games. That's how he knows.
Indeed.
When not to push buttons.
Oh.
Or when to push buttons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just my indicator. By the way, do Arsenal have games during your time of having to be nice to people?
Nah.
Oh, damn. That would have made your life very difficult.
It would have.
Indeed. But yeah, there's interesting stuff going on in the soccer world. Apparently the U.S., tell me if I get this right. The U.S., they could have advanced yesterday to the next round, I believe it's called.
Yes, the next round.
However, the damn Ronaldo fiend was able to tie the game at the last minute. And by the way, that's another thing I don't get about soccer is things can end in a tie. They have overtime, but it can end in a tie.
Yes. Now, that will change once we get to the knockout, the next round. There will be no ties.
Ah, maybe
I'll... Straight knockout. Then you will go to overtime and all that.
Maybe I will watch at that point. No, I won't.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, you won't. But anyway, this Ronaldo, this dick, used his greatness at sports to tie the U.S. and Portugal, and so the U.S. could not advance, and now...
Well, no, they can advance.
Well, the Thursday game is like sudden death, right?
Well, not really. They just need a draw. And if they're playing Germany, so then Germany only need a draw also. So, you know, who cares?
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Indeed. As long as Portugal don't go through, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Ronaldo's on that team. Yeah, go Portugal.
No.
I've decided now. I don't even like soccer, but I have a favorite player. He's a stand-up guy, that Ronaldo.
Yes, and all those other noises that people make when they're not approving.
When they're not pleased?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about a sport that's...
that people do boo and cheer.
Yeah, and at least theoretically should be entertaining at all times, although...
Indeed.
That's not necessarily the case. There was a Ring of Honor show last night, their debut on live pay-per-view...
And it didn't break, apparently.
I don't believe it broke. I didn't hear anything about it. And by the way, I hope...
You break a TV pay-per-view.
I don't know.
Actually, WCW broke plenty.
I was about to bring that up, yeah. They broke a lot of things.
So did Beware of Dog. Remember that one?
No. And I don't...
In your house, Beware of Dog?
Oh, that's right. But that wasn't pay-per-view.
That wasn't their fault, technically.
Yeah. Oh, what a show that was.
And Beware of Dog 2.
They had a part 2, really?
They had to redo it.
Oh, didn't they just do it on TV?
No, it was on pay-per-view. They had to redo it.
And was it free, or did they make them pay again?
No, they made them pay again, I think. I think the people that paid originally got it for free, obviously.
Okay. That's I didn't know they did it again.
Of course they did it again. They had to.
I didn't know they even named it Beware of Dog 2. Like... They should have called it, like, Beware of Other Dog.
Beware of Wolf.
Beware of Dog Again. Or Beware of New Dog.
Beware of Road Dog.
Yes.
See, look. Or Scott Steiner, was he? Oh, no, he was a dog-faced gremlin. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could work.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, what were we talking about?
Ring of Honor, Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah. I love this show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to like. Oh, there we go. I'm trying to figure out how to like a Facebook post. Comment on.
See,
Facebook.
Look, this is what he does. He's on Facebook while he's doing the show.
There we go. No, I just unliked something. Damn it.
You could have done this off air.
I'm doing this on my iPhone right now, and I feel like my Apple product is being a lemon.
It's being a lemon.
It's got to stop being a lemon.
It needs to be a rosebud.
Yeah. Let me. I need to address this.
You could have done this off air.
Hey Siri.
Hello. Siri.
Oh. Siri. Hi. Siri, I need you to be a rosebud. Stop being a lemon.
You can't understand.
Settings. I hope it's not because you have a new assistant.
What?
What? Did you just accuse me of cheating on you, you whore?
How can we get back to work? Oh, do you have a new assistant?
This is a sassy robot.
Damn.
I'm turning you off, sassy pants.
Siri's got attitude.
That doesn't sound very fun. How about we play the quiet game instead?
Oh, wow. All right.
What?
They,
Siri will be signing a developmental deal with the WWE anytime soon.
He's a better promo than Kevin Steen, man. Wow.
Jeez.
Siri cut a promo on me. All right.
Live on air. You should be embarrassed.
Wow. She should replace Twitter face as this show's top heckler.
She should.
But anyway, Ring of Honor had their first live pay-per-view last night, and I really do hope you bought it if you're listening, because it's really refreshing for us to have an alternative on an accessible format like live pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, there's only one pay-per-view. There's only one company that gives you good, solid pay-per-views, and that's the WWE. Yeah. I mean, there's no other company that does it.
No, there's no other wrestling company that does pay-per-view anymore. So it's cool to have Ring of Honor doing it, and the only way to keep them doing these pay-per-views is
by paying for it,
by buying them and supporting them. I saw people asking.
See, now I'm kind of hoping that eventually they get a deal in the UK for their TV.
Yeah, so, and I do think you can watch if you live outside the country. I believe you can go to ROHWrestling.com and buy the iPay-per-view.
So that's for people outside the country, right?
Yes, but they were on a, basically, if you live in the US and you have any sort of cable or satellite, you can watch the show, which was pretty
cool. And anything about it is, it was at a decent price also, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like $24.
Yeah, see, look.
Yeah.
You can go for a meal for that money.
Indeed. Don't get me started. I'm starving. I will stab a man in the neck for an order of nachos right now.
Stab a man in the neck.
I've reached that point. I'm dieting right now, but also I'm poor. So even if I wanted to be, even if I wanted to be unhealthy, I couldn't.
You're having a poor diet.
I am. I started out wanting to be healthy, and now I just can't afford to not be. It's terrible. Anyway, I bring that up because Kevin Steen has done a very good job of getting himself in shape for his.
He has to if he wants to be in the developmental.
Indeed. He's headed there soon. So I don't want to recap the show entirely, but there wasn't like a blowaway match on this show or anything, but I approached it like.
The thing about it is, it's history, isn't it?
It is. It's history. And I approached it from the sense of like, if I'm a casual fan who wanted to watch a wrestling show and I saw, well, this company is having a live pay-per-view. So let's check out this Ring of Honor show.
Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Then, you know, if people really like enjoy the show and they want to know more, go and look back through the history of Ring of Honor.
Exactly.
All the biggest stars of a lot of the companies now had a stint, especially the younger talent, had a stint in Ring of Honor.
Exactly. Austin Aries, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, that guy who...
Who?
Yeah, that particular gentleman. He was... he had a particularly big summer in Ring of Honor.
Yes, which they replicated like 6 years later.
Yeah, by the way, I saw that they've reissued that DVD. So,
have they?
Yeah, if you want to watch like the entire storyline, 6 hours of it. Yeah, the entire storyline packed into like a 6 hour DVD.
Jesus.
I feel like more wrestling companies, by the way, should do that. They should like just take storylines and put every single segment of that storyline on a DVD.
On a DVD. Oh,
that'd be cool, man.
Like, I want a Michaels Jericho DVD.
That's exactly the one I was going to bring up. I would buy that DVD in a heartbeat.
I want that DVD.
That should be a network show, just like storyline or something. You know, call it something less transparent.
That'd be awesome. You can fit it all, like, even if you don't do it like in one, you can fit it, like, make a month of it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd buy that. I would pay for the network again if they did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just some ideas there, WWE.
Listening, Paul?
Anyway, I forgot where we were again.
Ring of Honor.
Ah, yes. I'm glad you pay attention to the show, because God knows nobody else does. I think the announcers did a very good job of explaining, just in case there's a casual fan watching, kind of the differences in Ring of Honor. Like, The fact that they have a 20 count instead of 10. The fact that they shake hands before the match, which I think people would be like, what the fuck are they doing? Why are they doing this?
The honor code.
Yeah. You gotta adhere to that there code for us.
Yeah, it's a very important code.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. They opened with a 6-way. ACH. It is actually shocking because ACH actually won a match in Ring of Honor.
What the hell?
Which never happens.
What?
Yes. So he wins and he's getting a title shot against Jay Lee.
Wait, hang on a second. He wins one match and he's getting a title shot?
Yeah, it was a 6-way for the for a number one contender spot at the TV title.
Ah, the television title.
Indeed. Which was retained on this evening by Jay Lethal, who defeated Matt Taven in rather controversial fashion.
As he does.
I don't think this Matt Taven babyface thing is working all that well. It's he's just a guy.
There are some people who can be babyface, and there are some people who can't.
The thing with Matt Taven is I don't think he can be either. Like,
well, you think he should just be a tweener all the time?
I don't know. He's average in the ring. I'm sure he'll get better. But he did get a lot better during his TV title run. But now he's just a guy who's fine in the ring. He's not the best promo in the world. You know, he's kind of there. The highlight of this for me was the recap video where they did that a lot too. They did like not WWE production level, but WWE style recap videos before the matches.
Ah, yeah.
And the highlight for me was watching Matt Taven, or was watching Truth Martini blow a fireball at Matt Taven. It was awesome.
Ah, the olden days of the old fireball.
It was so out of place, but it was awesome.
Don't you miss the old days when people used to fire these random objects at people's eyes, green mist?
Yes. That was, in fact, the main event, with green mist. This felt like weird Ring of Honor show.
What the hell are we watching? A Tajiri match?
I'm saying, a great Muta match. Like, what's happening here? But anyway, they had some cool stuff, man. The Briscoes actually had a pretty good match against Matt Hardy and Mike Bennett. Two of the
How
most.
How is Matt Hardy doing these days? Is he still being bullied?
He sure is. And I guess he's headed to TNA soon. Have you heard this news?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if he'll be tagging with Willow or with Jeff.
No, that's apparently the word.
With Jeff or Willow?
I think he's doing a one night only thing though.
But is he tagging
rather than a run?
No, he will be on Impact though.
Oh, and I think he's doing a tag with Jeff then.
All right.
Rather than Willow.
Maybe Willow will work later or before then.
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. They're desperate at this point, I think. They just want eyes on them.
Why is Matt Hardy... Never mind.
You know, his first run in TNA was pretty shit, but he was in a not a very good place. I feel
he
like
wasn't in a very good place, and now that he's in a good place, he's going back to TNA.
He's going back to TNA, which is not a good place.
But then Jeff's in a good place right now, and he's still in TNA. Well... No, he's being Willow right now. He's not in a good place. Never mind.
I think that's his happy place.
What, Willow?
Yeah. Anyway, we're really getting off topic here. But I'm having a good time.
That's the main thing. Yeah, as long as we're having a good time, the rest of you can piss off.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you, really. Neither do I. I was just saying it for, you know.
Yeah, so the Briscoes and Matt Hardy and Michael Bennett. By the way, it's awesome that they just took the two most hated men in Ring of Honor and
put them in a tag team. And
made them tag together. That's great.
Yeah, but that's like old school booking, isn't it? What you do.
It was perfect.
You put the two most hated people and put them in the ring together. What do you think the Horseman was? If you think about it.
That's very true. Matt Hardy had this Peabody award-winning television star at ringside with him. I forget his name.
Who?
Some guy.
Oh.
I don't know who he was. He was on some show on FX. And
FX.
He was out there, and the Briscoes ended up using the Peabody Award as a weapon, which was awesome.
That's awesome. It wasn't the real one, obviously.
I would hope not. Well, that'd be awesome if it was,
though, wouldn't it?
That'd be great. He's like, well, why is your Peabody Award dented? Oh, some wrestler smacked another wrestler with it.
Oh, I want someone to bring a Grammy onto a WWE show one time. Just smack someone over the head with it. MTV Movie Award.
Didn't that happen? Didn't Roddy Piper do that to, I don't know, Cyndi Lauper did it to Roddy Piper, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she hit him over the head with a, no, it was a golden record.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true. That would be
Grammy cool. Award.
Grammy Award. What else happened on the show? It was, they had a very, like, very...
I think what they were trying to do in this show is kind of let people understand and try and bring them in slowly.
Yes.
So that's what kind of show it was. It wasn't your average Ring of Honor show full of profanity, I'm sure.
I feel like Kevin Steen is going to do a few more matches. This, I think, people thought this would be his farewell, but he got attacked by Silas Young at the end. So I think they're going to build to Steen.
Well, he's got one more month to go, right? Before.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can keep him on TV for a little while longer.
Yeah, they can keep him for a while. I think they're going to build to him putting Silas Young over, which is the right thing to
Fair
do.
Fair enough, innit?
Yeah. Everyone thought that Young would go over here, but Steen got the win, so I feel like they'll build to him losing, which will be good. I like Silas Young a lot. I think he'd be great in the main event. So
does this mean they're doing monthly pay-per-views now at Ring of Honor?
No, I don't think that's how it works. I wouldn't expect them. If they did do another pay-per-view, I would expect it to be Final Battle in December.
Not even the one in September?
Nah, I don't think that's big enough of a pay-per-view, to be honest.
What, Glory by Honor?
Death Before Dishonor.
Sorry, Death Before Dishonor.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Oh. Styling and Profiling? Remember that pay-per-view?
Did they do that, like, once?
Yeah, because he only did one show.
Oh, this show. And, yeah, so Kazarian and I want to make a note on the Kazarian and Daniels match against Red Dragon, because A, it was awesome.
Yes.
And B, I mean, I
just listen to the names.
Yeah. And B, I had an observation. It's funny to me the way wrestling treats MMA. Like, it's just funny to me. Like, if you've watched any Ronda Rousey fight, you know that the armbar, or any MMA fighter who does the armbar, when somebody locks the armbar on you, you tap instantly.
That's it. Yeah.
There's no fighting.
No messing around. That's it.
Yeah, you tap.
You tap
because your arm
will break.
It's going to break
otherwise.
Yeah, Misha Tate is a perfect example. When she tried to fight for a while and her arm broke, so I think it's funny when I watch Del Rio on Raw, he'll put like Zack Ryder in the armbar and he'll be in the armbar for like a minute, and it's just hilarious to me. Like, man, for a jobber, this guy has a pretty strong arm if it hasn't broken.
And then you got Shawn Michaels, who sells everything. Remember that Brock Lesnar thing? Yeah. He was in there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. That's like 30 seconds too long to be in the armbar.
Shawn Michaels sold that like he'd never been hit in there in his life.
So Ring of Honor is like, they do like a happy medium where he Daniels was in the armbar and he fought for like 5 seconds and then he tapped out. But the whole time, Nigel McGuinness was just like, oh, my God, tap out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, it was awesome. Nigel McGuinness.
What, Nigel
awesome.
McGuinness was doing commentary?
Yes. They do that now. They have the first half is with Steve Corino and Kevin Kelly, and then they bring Nigel out, and it's a three-man team.
So the head of the decision maker, he does commentary.
Yes.
Well, I suppose he can clear up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I have him out there. And I love what they do because – sometimes on Raw, you wish you could have things explained. And on Ring of Honor, well, that's what Kevin Kelly does. He'll be like, I wonder why this is happening. Nigel, why did you make that decision? And Nigel will be like, well, I felt like I did.
because it was best for business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. My only hope would be that he would have better explanations for stuff. But, you know, baby steps.
Give him time. That's why I think we should have Vince out there sometimes. Damn it! Because I said so, damn it!
Damn it! The main event was honestly, it really disappointed me. I mean, it was good match. I just thought it was very overbooked at the end. You had like Michael Bennett and Matt Hardy out there. And
as you would, because they're, you know.
For some reason, you had Hanson and Rowe come out, which I don't...
Why are they there?
I don't know why they were there at all, but they fought off Michael Bennett and Matt Hardy, which was weird.
Are they friends with... Is there some
I didn't know that they were friends, but to be fair, I haven't watched the TV in a while, so maybe they did something that I don't know about. But as far as I know, they just randomly showed up.
Well, at least he has friends.
I think it was Maria spit mist at Michael Elgin for a near fall. It was really overbooked. I don't get why they did it that way.
Since when did Maria train in the Japanese arts?
I have no idea.
What the hell?
But anyway, the finish had Michael Elgin hitting 3 buckle bombs on Cole and then pinning him, and the fans went nuts. But before then, they had a really cool near fall spot where Cole kicked out, but the fans didn't realize that Cole kicked out, and so they went nuts, and they started throwing streamers in the ring until the referee waved it off and said, no, the match is still going. And then the fans started chanting, we fucked up. At least they can acknowledge
that they made a mistake.
Yes.
Unlike the WWE universe, who still chants CM Punk, and he's not there.
Yeah, that's got to stop. It has got to stop.
He's not coming back. He's retired. He said so himself.
And also, good job, Ring of Honor fans. I'm very proud of you because there was a segment with Moose, who is the newest signee to Ring of Honor. And he apparently was like a big NFL star. He played for the Falcons and he's always wanted to be a wrestler, so he left and
that reminds me of someone else from back in the day in TNA land.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know who I'm referring to, don't you?
And now he's training in the ROH dojo. And now he's working for Ring of Honor as Moose.
Ah, Moose.
I don't know this guy's I don't know his actual name. But he's apparently
Who cares? His name's Moose.
But I give props to the Ring of Honor fans because he cut a promo and it was terrible. But the fans were he's a babyface. And so the fans,
he's trying. Remember, it's his first pay-per-view.
Yeah, and so the fans let him cut his promo, and they didn't give him the what treatment, which I was fully expecting them to give him the what treatment, because I'm so used to fans being assholes because all I watch is WWE TV. But they listened.
And the thing about WWE fans, when they're on their jokes, right, they don't care who it is. It could be The Undertaker, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, WWE fans are just dicks. If you're, you know, but these fans, they listened. And then he finished, and they applauded politely, and they moved on. It was fine.
Bo Dallas, take note.
And they didn't ruin this man's self-esteem.
I wish someone ruined Bo Dallas' self-esteem. Anyway,
hey, you leave Bo Dallas alone.
Oh, shut up.
NXT is the best show ever.
Yes, NXT is, but he isn't.
He is a great man.
No, he isn't. Shut up. We'll get to him in a minute. Well, no, let's get to him now.
Okay, let's get to him. We're done with Ring of Honor. It was a show. You should watch it. All right.
I will watch it.
Bo Dallas. Why do you hate Bo Dallas so much? This gimmick has grown on me exponentially.
It's not growing. Him and the Adam Rose gimmick, I hate them both.
The Adam Rose gimmick, I don't feel is connecting with people, but I feel like the Bo Dallas gimmick
is
working.
The song is, he isn't.
Yeah, well.
Stupid bunny.
The Bo Dallas thing, I think, is working. People are...
You think?
Yeah, and I think it's building to him losing... And then just snapping. And like we talked about last week, having
I wanted to rip Justin Roberts' jacket.
Choke him with his own tie.
Yeah.
And get fired. And come back for SummerSlam against the Nexus, which will somehow reform.
What the hell? Oh, yeah. I forgot he did that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then in 3 years, he's like the biggest star in the world.
The WWE, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, later he loses his 18 seconds.
Yeah. I like the gimmick a lot. I didn't at first.
I'm just not vibing with the whole Bo Dallas thing. I don't... maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't get it.
I think they've just taken Dr. Shelby, the Dr. Shelby character, and turned him into a wrestler.
Yeah, but Dr. Shelby was funny, at least.
I think Bo Dallas is funny, too.
I don't know.
Although
JBL's a bow lever.
He is. Although, to be fair, I don't think he should be funny. I think there comes a point where Bo Dallas is going to have to be a main event guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I don't see Adam Rose being a main event guy, and right now, as it stands, I don't see Bo Dallas being a main event guy, so you need to...
I don't think that's where they're going with these two, especially. I think they're keeping the ones that are going to be main eventers potentially I think they're keeping them in the NXT a little bit longer.
But then why are you bringing guys up just to be mid-carders? Like,
well, you need someone to fill the mid-card. The mid-card's weak right now.
Well, then ideally, why are you wasting these guys? Why are you not just...
Because you need segment. This is a 3-hour show. You need to fill segments with stupidity sometimes. You know how it works.
So then why did you just fire 12 guys that could have been that?
Look at the list, Des. That's all you need to know.
We need mid-card. Those are your mid-carders, and you fire them.
Yeah, but a lot of them suck. Come on now.
So you bring up new guys who will be in the exact same position in 2 years if they don't do something? That just doesn't seem economically feasible to me.
Well, you got to do something. As I said, you got to bring new people that suck up.
No, you don't. Why do you need to bring new people? There's so much wrong with that sentence.
No, there is. That's why I said it.
I don't know. I don't get it, man. I feel like if you,
I kind of find it hard to believe that Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas are
related.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's weird.
I want them to have a match. And I want Bo Dallas to be
you
very encouraging.
You are brothers.
And I just want him to be encouraging to Bray, like he is to everyone.
Bray Wyatt just looks at him and laughs.
What are you doing, man? That'd be great.
Man. Anyway, we started off Raw with everybody. I don't know why the Divas were there. They're not going to be a part of the World Heavyweight Title match.
You don't know. You don't know. It's 2014.
They're gonna put Paige in the World Heavyweight Title match.
Yeah, you know, it's all about giving people equal opportunities now.
And that's what China wanted 10 years ago.
By the way, my favorite thing is Triple H is so logical.
Isn't he just?
He takes John Cena out of his punishment, mind you. To John Cena for assisting the Shield.
Disobeying and abusing Stephanie.
Yeah. That his punishment is he takes him out of the Battle Royal where he has like a 1 in 30 chance or however many people were in there. And he puts him in a match with Kane where he now has a 1 in 2 chance.
Yes, but the thing is, it's with Kane and it's a stretcher match.
Yeah, but he's John Cena.
Yeah, but he's also John Cena in a Battle Royal. He can beat 30 people. He's won 2 Royal Rumbles. Yeah. You've seen it.
But what you're basically saying... To punish you, I'm going to give you better chances of winning.
Well, he's not really giving him a better chance, is he? Because there's weapons and all that kind of stuff involved.
Yeah, but you have to beat one guy instead of beating 29.
Yeah, but Kane isn't just one guy. He's a crowd.
So anyway.
Well, remember how I said they've been wanting to write Kane off TV? There you go.
This is how they did it. Although he sat up, so I don't know what's going to happen.
No, no. Well, no, then he got F5'd onto a stretcher. He's out. He's gone.
He'll be back.
Yeah, not now. When See No Evil 2 comes out, which I'm looking forward to immensely.
Yeah, they had a match. It didn't matter.
It didn't really matter.
I think I'm not a big fan of them doing this thing where Roman Reigns is kind of like separated off from the Seth Rollins feud. It doesn't.
Well, I think the whole. I agree with you. They should really close that feud out. However. I think Dean Ambrose is handling it all on his own.
Yeah, that's where they're going. They're doing Seth and Dean at the pay-per-view. But I feel like Roman Reigns should at least, you know, have Dean's back.
I think they've broken up the Shield. I think they've just broken them off completely now. They're not together anymore.
But I think they did it too quickly because just last week, Roman Reigns was still like, Seth Rollins, you don't turn your back on a brother. And this week he's just like, all right. I'm going to win the Battle Royal now.
Well, he figures that Dean Ambrose is handling it, so, you know, he goes, all right, you do it.
Fine, I guess.
Fine, I'll just go for bigger and better things. Bye.
If you want, I mean, you can, you know, I guess.
Now, how many times are they going to do this storyline by putting something in someone's drink?
That's all I have to say about that storyline. Just a defeated
really?
Side.
We're back in 2006 again where they put something in Shawn Michaels' drink? Seriously?
Yeah, but at least that was like that affected something. That was like he went out there and wasn't that where he like passed out in the ring and he lost?
Well, no, he did that. He joined the Kiss My Ass Club.
Yeah, and this
and that's how it led to something because that's how they reformed DX.
Yeah, what do you think this is going to lead to next week?
to Roman Reigns climbing that ladder. No, I'm kidding.
It's going to lead to Vicky Guerrero getting fired and everybody laughing.
She's not going
to
get fired.
She's done. She's wrapping it up this week.
Well, in that case, she's going to get fired.
Yeah.
Well, you know, how many more ways can you humiliate Vicky Guerrero?
Don't challenge them. They will find more.
Well, you know, at least we'd have to excuse me again.
Thing is, she was supposed to leave after WrestleMania. She agreed to stay for this angle.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Why would you?
I have no idea. She is a team player. Say what you want about Vicky Guerrero, but she is a team player.
She'll be in TNA next month.
Oh, God.
Her and Chavo's done with TNA.
Yeah. You know what? I don't watch that show, so by all means, TNA.
Oh, yeah, no. But yeah, by all means, we don't cover that on this website anymore.
That doesn't exist to me, so.
I mean, we might cover them on Throwback Vibes, but that's because it's Throwback Vibes.
No,
not this year.
No. Never again.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, so Raw happened. What else happened on Raw that was of significance? The first three matches were non-finishes, which I thought was really stupid.
That's weird, isn't it?
It was really annoying.
Rusev and Lana cut the longest promo in the history of life.
And, Bad News Barrett fought Dean Bad Ambrose, News Barrett. Which I was, like, more excited about than I should have been. But it was really awesome.
Why? Since when did Bad News Barrett become a hitman?
Well, remember that was his gimmick, like, for 2 weeks before he disappeared off TV for, like, a year and returned as Bad News Barrett? He was open for hire or whatever?
He's going to be the one-man APA.
I wouldn't mind that. Because, I mean, what worse news can you get than I'm a hitman?
I mean, I've been beaten up by Bad News Barrett.
Yeah, or like, I'm a hitman hired by the authority. That's pretty bad news.
Yeah.
You know, that's some bad fucking news. I'm a hitman. Oh, shit.
I actually like Bad News, but I've always liked Barrett, though. I've always been a fan. Not because he's British. He's just good.
No, I like him a lot, too. He's great.
That storyline with Nexus was stupid towards the end, but you know.
And the Corey.
Oh, yeah, that.
You remember that? They mentioned that on NXT the other week. I don't know why.
No one remembers who the Corey
exactly.
are.
Exactly. The announcer was talking about Bad News Barrett, and he's like, Wade Barrett, a member of... Former Intercontinental Champion, formerly part of Nexus and the Core, and I'm just like, what? Oh yeah, that thing.
That was the breakaway group after CM Punk took the Nexus on.
Yeah, no, you know what? He wasn't talking about Wade Barrett. He was talking about Justin Gabriel.
Oh,
which I can understand because you need to find things to say about Justin Gabriel. But the Core, really?
Wasn't it Justin Gabriel, Michael McGillicuddy, whatever his name was, at the time?
And someone.
Wade Actually, Barrett and who else? Big Zeke.
Wasn't Michael McGillicuddy a part of Punk's group?
Was he a part of Punk's?
I think so, because I remember him getting
Was it David Otunga? It must have been David Otunga then.
Yeah, it was someone. I don't know.
It was someone. Michael McGillicuddy. That's a mouthful.
Oh, man. Wasn't Heath Slater in the
course? Yes, he was, yeah.
Oh, man.
Who is he? Are they turning him babyface?
Yeah, I think he is a babyface now. He's just a babyface jobber.
What the hell happened?
Well, his friends were fired, and they needed someone to lose to Rusev, so there you go.
Well, at least it's not Kofi Kingston again.
I don't get that. But apparently the Rusev thing is working. Not so much the gimmick, but the fact that he's winning, I think, is what's clicking.
Who is it working for?
It's apparently working for the fans, because did you watch the Battle Royal, the finishing two?
Yeah, it was Rusev and what's his name? Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and those people went nuts for those two.
I guess it's because Roman Reigns is a big guy and Rusev is a big guy.
And Rusev hasn't lost. Again, it goes back to have a guy win a lot and people are going to like him. It's not that difficult.
They're not going to like him, though, are they?
Well, you know what I mean. They'll take him seriously. He's not a joke. Although I still don't get the Russian gimmick because it's not 1980. But
well, with all the stuff drama going on in Russia right now, it makes sense, kind of.
I guess. I don't. What do you think they'll do though if like we end up at war with Russia?
The Cold War was still going on in the 70s and 80s, and people like Ivan Kolo were still going.
Yeah,
they still did it.
People weren't dying at that point though.
Well, no, but you still had the Gulf War, and they still did the thing with look how that turned out. Never mind.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, remember, they still did the Muhammad Hassan, what's his name?
That's true. That's true.
They really still do it.
They do lack sensibility sometimes. That's true.
Exactly.
I just think it's so silly. It just feels like...
Well, I don't know. I think maybe because Triple H is in charge now, he'll think a little bit more. Then again, maybe not.
Well, this is a bad example of old school.
It is. Why would you do that?
I don't get it.
I'm still waiting for Rusev to sing the national anthem like Koloff used to.
Just turn him into a full-fledged comedy character.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome, though. I thought it was electric, that finish to the Battle Royal.
It was a very good finish to a crappy Battle Royal.
Yeah, that went way too long, didn't it?
Yes.
It's like, oh, man. Are you really going to... All right.
Wait, this is going to go 3 segments?
Yeah, wow.
Although the first match went quite long, too.
With Dolph and...
Dolph and Rollins.
Yeah.
A good match, though, again.
Who had the, like, 1,000th match in, like, the last
16,
week.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to do something with Dolph eventually, I think. This has got to lead to something.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I think he's just losing.
Yeah. A losing streak.
By the way, they did finally announce, not on Raw, but they did announce that they're having that secondary ladder match.
Ah!
That everyone basically knew about, but they hadn't announced.
Announced it. Now, who do you think will be in this? We know the lineup now. The main lineup.
Yeah. Pretty much the rest of
the people that lost.
Basically, yeah, everyone who lost. I want them to find a way to not have Dolph in it, though, just to piss the internet off.
I want them to do that just for that one reason.
Yeah, I like when the internet gets mad. It's hilarious to me.
I like it when they get mad when it's illogical.
Why?
It's completely Daniel Bryan. Oh my God, they took a title off Daniel Bryan. They could have kept it. He's injured.
Daniel Bryan broke his neck. I'm so mad at him.
Dude, they broke his. They made sure he had the match, so he broke his neck deliberately. No, they didn't.
Oh man, you guys are silly.
Stupid. Massive.
And it's. How did
Kevin
Hart
was a very disappointing human being, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. My favorite part about Kevin Hart's appearance is when he was commentating over the Summer Rae Layla debacle.
Layla?
I don't know. And when Summer Rae Layla threw the kitty litter on her and Kevin Hart.
Oh my goodness!
His reaction was oh my goodness.
He had a full-fledged entrance. What the hell?
He did. Set to the Usos' old theme music.
I like that theme music. By the way, this Usos' Wyatt match could be really, really good. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a big fan of the Usos. They just don't let me down, match quality-wise.
No, exactly. And you have Luke Harper in there, who is just insane.
He's
a huge man, and he does very... small man things. It's awesome.
Yes, he flies around like Vader. No, I was gonna say like Vader used to, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, he worked in Chikara so long, you got to learn how to work with the luchadors and stuff, so he picked up on that. What were your thoughts on Stardust?
I want Blue Dust back. That's my thought.
Was he super galactic?
He was super galactic. Well, what more can you do with Cody Rhodes that hasn't been done already?
I guess. I feel like if because the idea is, I think, like, if he doesn't click as Stardust, and, like, really, how could he click? If they don't click as a tag team, the idea is to do the breakup and
heel turn.
Have them fight at SummerSlam.
I still think they should turn Goldust heel, personally.
I think that's what they should do, because Cody's the one who's going to stick around.
Cody's the one that's going to stick around. They could do the... Look, I tried to help you thing, Goldust, but you still suck, so it's your fault.
I mean, I did everything to help you. I mean, I painted a star on my face, and, yeah, that's all I did. I mean, that's a very heel thing to do.
Yeah.
From Cody's side. So I feel
from Goldust's side. Goldust is like, look, I gave you my charisma and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
You still suck.
I feel like they should have, you're right, I feel like they should have,
And again, I feel like that would be a great match.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, I feel like they should have Cody stay babyface. Although Goldust is a tremendous babyface.
He is. He's a very, very good babyface.
I can watch him get beat up for hours. It's just, he's so good.
Especially, he's coming back to, like, he's got his old ways back. Especially last week's promo was just very Goldust-esque.
Yeah.
Whereas normally, he's been talking normally for the last 6 months. I'm like, no.
It's creepy.
Oh, weird Goldust.
Yeah. Stop being normal, damn it.
Yeah. Start drinking. No, actually, don't start doing that again.
Yeah, don't do that. What a great turnaround for Goldust, by the way.
I know, right?
Awesome, man.
He was Black Rain only 5-6 years ago.
Oh, God.
Indeed.
With the rat. Steve, the rat.
The rat.
Why do we keep going back to this fucking company? Jesus Christ.
Because they gave us some interesting...
shit.
Crappy moments. Don't worry, when Vince fires them out, there's going to be OMG, the 50 great moments in TNA history. They're going to count to one. No, there's going to be two. Kurt Angle and Joe and Sting being on Impact. That's it. Nothing else. That's their 50. We're done.
There you go. All right. I want to talk about NXT because it's the best wrestling show on television.
Indeed it is.
Rather, it's the best wrestling show not on television.
It's the best wrestling show on Thursday night.
Indeed. The only wrestling show on Thursday
night. Wrestling show on Thursday night.
There are no others. So.
By the way, have they got a deal yet with Spike? The other, the non-company?
The one that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
No, not that I've heard of, but
yes,
I've also heard that it's pretty much a definite that they're going to get it.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
They should try competing with Raw again.
They should. So maybe they'll finally die.
Send Hogan back there and let him do his magic.
So they're playing up on NXT. They're telling a really good story between Tyson Kidd and Natalya. And basically...
Am I going to break up?
Last week on NXT, Natalya accompanied Tyson Kidd to ringside against Adrian Neville for his epic rematch for the title.
Ah, yes.
But you see... Did I talk about this last week?
No.
As Tyson Kidd was going to get the win. He was going to win the NXT title. But Adrian Neville had his foot on the rope. And Natalya... And the referee didn't see that he had his foot on the rope. But then Natalya told the referee that Adrian Neville had his
foot. Wait a minute!
She told him.
Tattletale?
Exactly. Snitches get stitches, right? Rats get the bat. And so Tyson Kidd was not down.
Right, right, right. Okay.
He was not down with this act of
faceness.
Of rule following. And so
he didn't want to follow the honor code.
Exactly. He did not want to be in Ring of Honor. But in fact, Adrian Neville was able to defeat Tyson Kidd later on. And so Tyson was furious with Natalya. He said, how dare you? And she said, you know, well, do you really want to win that way and be cheater face?
Cheater face.
Now, it's a really good storyline that they're doing, but they are two of the most. I mean, they're it's funny because they're actually together and they love each other very much and stuff. But they are so
good for them.
They are so awkward together backstage. It's just so weird.
They're just not very good actors, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Have you seen any of their interaction in NXT?
Yeah.
It's very much like a high school couple having a fight.
Especially, remember that last NXT pay-per-view when she was giving him a kiss and it just like,
Yeah. It was like, before their match, before she accompanied him out here for the rematch, it was like, he's like, I just want you to know, Natalya, that I'm focused on Adrian Neville. I'm focused on my match. And she's like, okay, that's fine, but I'm going out there for support. He's like, okay, okay, okay.
Okay?
Okay, fine.
See, okay. What they should have done is Natalya should have kissed him, and Adrian Neville should have kicked him in the head, and the match would have been over.
In 18 seconds.
In 18 seconds.
That sounds familiar, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that that Tyson Kidd will be, like, world champion in the next 2 years.
In the next 2 years, yes. And the next night, everyone will chant fact, which is his catchphrase. I think that's his catchphrase.
The fact movement. Oh, that's my movement.
Yeah.
Remember how I did it? That's why I say to you every time. No one cares about no dance. It's fact.
Yeah.
It's the fact movement.
I like the fact movement.
Fact. 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 Just sounds wrong on TV.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Depends how they mic that crowd.
So this week on NXT now, that Adrian Neville defeated Tyson Kidd, Natalia said she went to JBL and she felt bad for Tyson. And she said, you know, JBL, I think you should put Tyson in a tag team title match with Sami Zayn to wrestle The Ascension.
Mm.
And JBL said, well, actually, Natalia, that doesn't make sense because both of those guys have just lost. Why would I give them a shot at the tag team titles? Actually, he didn't say that, but that's what he should have said.
But he didn't, did he?
He said, okay.
As JBL. JBL, can you tell that even in announcing, JBL just doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit. But so, yeah, they had the match, and Tyson Kidd basically walked out on Sami Zayn. He left him.
How can you leave Sami Zayn?
Exactly. And so the Ascension destroyed the poor man, and everyone was very sad. And so Tyson Kidd is turning
heel. He's being very unreasonable right now.
Yes, he's turning heel, and Natalia is not down with this act.
You know. She'll turn heel too. Watch. That's how it always works. You watch.
So anyway.
I promise you.
I'm a fan of NXT right now.
It's very good. It's good. It's good wrestling, and it's given, and I always say it, it's given these kids, announcers, the ring announcer, the ring crew, everyone an education.
Also, I need to bring this up before I forget.
Hmm?
You're familiar with the Aiden English character?
Yes.
Well, now he has a friend.
He does?
He is a friend by the name of Simon Gotch. And he's a power lifter. Think of like an old-timey strongman from the 1920s, and you have Simon Gotch.
Bruno Sammartino?
And so they come out to ragtime music. I feel like Triple
H... Are we in the right company still?
I know. I feel like Triple H watched the old wrestling show. I feel like that's what he's getting.
He did watch the old wrestling show.
They come out to ragtime music. They had a promo backstage that was like a silent film. It was shot like a silent film.
Did they have the crackle and all that too?
Yes. The only thing, they had actual audio, which was weird. Cause it sounded like they did it on purpose to make it sound like it was shot in a old frame rate.
Yes!
If that makes sense. It was hilarious.
I love all this stuff.
It was so good. They are called the VOD Villains.
Video on Demand Villains?
Yeah, you know, because they're from the vaudeville, but they're villains.
Ah.
Yeah.
But don't they realize that VOD also means video on demand?
Well, it's spelled differently for us.
It is?
It sure is.
Oh.
Was vaudeville not popular in the UK for us? I wonder why that is.
Gee, I wonder why.
But yes, the vaudevillains, they laugh enthusiastically. They say huzzah. They high-five each other. It's the new...
Ah, they're like the old racist guys.
They are. That's their gimmick. They are the old racist guys, except not old.
Not racist.
Or not racist. But basically that.
All the lawyers.
Yeah. They're my new favorite tag team in the history of life. They're just great. I want more of them immediately. They're just...
But will that gimmick get over on TV? I think it would, actually, that kind of gimmick.
They'd be a great
comedy, you know, lower mid card.
Yeah, and again, I don't believe in bringing that up to the main roster, but it's funny where it is. I like this. It's so great. I can't wait for Thursday because I want to see what their next adventure will be. That's how much I like this team.
Oh, they'll have their own internet show soon.
Ah, yes, this must happen
on YouTube.
Damn it!
Damn it!
It's so good. I've really found myself, like, I didn't watch Raw until Friday night this week.
It's, I didn't watch it until yesterday.
I had plenty of opportunity. I just didn't want to. But I watch NXT.
I didn't watch it until yesterday, so.
But I watch NXT immediately. I love that show.
Mm.
So if you have the WWE Network, watch NXT. It's fun.
Yeah. What better way to spend your Thursday?
It's great. I mean, there's not like there's any other wrestling on that night anyway, so.
There isn't. What? And there never has been.
Never. Ever in the history, except for SmackDown.
Except for SmackDown.
Yeah. Back in the...
I know there was a show like back in like 98 or something.
Yeah, it was called like Lightning or something.
Lightning?
Something like that.
And then that moved to Wednesdays too, ridiculously.
Thursday night, Tropical Storm or something.
Tropical Storm!
I think that was like Glacier's much hotter brother.
Yeah. Thursday night, Rain Delay.
There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to bring this up because I didn't bring it up on Throwback Vibes and I just thought of it because we brought up Glacier. He was feuding with Saturn over who started kicking people first.
Where's Shawn Michaels?
They both do a standing sidekick and Glacier said he invented it. He pulled a Chris Jericho, basically.
Wait a minute. Where's Booker T when you need him? You need the Harlem sidekick. That's a very vicious kick, actually.
He's like, I invented the sidekick. And Saturn didn't give a shit. He's like, all right, you want to wrestle? Fine, we can wrestle. It was the most awkward feud of all time.
And now Lord knows what Perry Saturn was on at that time, because he was on something when he joined the WWE. Jeez. Oof.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to bring up. Any other wrestling thoughts for us?
Nah. Right. Go-home show tonight.
Oh, yeah. It is tonight, isn't it?
And then we have the MITB pay-per-view.
Indeed. So we'll be back next Monday and talk about that show, that pay-per-view event.
Which is always actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
It is. I've yet to watch a bad show.
So I still miss the fact that there isn't a Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, but that's just me being old school. And
no, I like that too. I thought it added to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But now we get the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Battle Royal. I don't think that was a one-off, by the way. I don't think we're going to get another one.
I heard they want to do it every year.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Was Big Show going to be the last man every time and get knocked out every time?
That'd be hilarious. He just comes back for that.
Just for that. By the way, kudos again to the WWE with the whole Special Olympics thing.
Oh, it's very nice of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just fast forward when they do that. But yeah,
me too. Stephanie actually being a nice person for once.
Yeah, I don't accept that in my reality. Yeah. I don't accept that. I just don't.
Yeah, you don't expect Stephanie to be nice and motherly and all that.
I don't. I reject that as part of my existence. Just like I reject that other thing.
Stephanie throwing up on Dive TV.
Oh Christ! All right, we're out. We're on Twitter. I'm at Des Del Gudio. Fraz is at The Wisp. The Oreo Monster is at MonkeyPusher69. And yes, he does still exist. Surprisingly.
He does still exist. I'm sure he'll be back at some
point. Hopefully at some point. We have a really fun Culture My Pop that I really enjoyed doing with Nicole Day, which you should check out because we
talked go and listen
about,
back.
About improv comedy in Los Angeles. And it's
indeed.
It's a good time. It's good.
That's how we do the show. It's called Improv Podcast.
Indeed. So yeah, we're on Amazon.com. If you go to thingsdesays.net and you see our Amazon link, use it, dear fellow. Because every time
And the ladies.
Yeah.
Be discriminatory.
Ladies, is every... discriminatory?
Discriminatory.
I don't want to be discriminatizing against the lady folk, but if you use our Amazon link, we get a little something back for your efforts at no extra cost to you.
So if you want to purchase your toy WWE title belt,
yeah, or you want to pre-order the Chris Jericho book, which I saw is already up for pre-order.
Really?
It is.
Yes.
It's called The Best in the World at What? I have no idea.
Is that what it's called?
Indeed. So you can.
Oh, this time he's going to talk about that awesome Michaels feud.
Indeed, he is.
Oh, I can't wait.
So if you want to pre-order that book, do it with our link. It would help us out a lot. Also, Brian Alvarez's new Death of WCW updated version.
Which basically means he's added a couple more pages.
He basically added like 200 new pages, all harping on TNA. I mean, that company that doesn't exist. Breaking news. Holy shit.
What?
I see, getting distracted by the internet paid off.
Exactly.
Making
his debut. You know that company that doesn't exist? There's gonna be a WWE gonna make a documentary, and they're gonna call it The Rise and Fall of TNA.
No, it's just gonna be the creation the and then continue plummeting of TNA. I've just seen here.
The signing of Sting and then the fall of TNA.
I've just seen here. Breaking news. I'm glad we haven't signed off yet. At PWG's Battle of Los Angeles in August. We have some mystery or some participants announced, but I don't care about them. The only one I care about is the ninth entrant into the Battle of Los Angeles, making his debut in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Zack Sabre Jr.
Yes!
Boom! I
UK,
am there.
Stand up!
I am there. Awesome.
If you haven't seen this man wrestle, please go and buy the Progress Wrestling DVDs.
Yes. He will hit you so hard, and then he will break your arm.
Yes.
That's basically his style, but it's awesome.
He is an amazing human being.
He will break your arm and then hit you with your broken arm. And
wow.
He will take the shards of your broken arm, and then he will, like, make
hit you with them. He will stab you with
them.
Yes.
He will turn them into a staff of broken arm bones, and then he will beat you with them repeatedly.
Oh, my God.
Basically, what I'm saying is Zack Sabre Jr. is a badass mofo.
Yes, he is an amazing human being. Now, we've had some wrestlers, like, independent coming over periodically. But I think this is the one that's going to... I'm really excited about coming to the States.
It's going to rule, man. It's going to rule.
Back in the day, we used to have the Wonder Kid and the Phoenix.
Yeah, we need more. I think, you know, we need more of the UK guys coming over here.
We do.
We send our guys over there.
It's just a matter of getting them booked, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, we send our guys over there all the time, but I think, it should work both ways.
But, you know, no, I'm telling you, Noam Dar, and we've had him on the show before, that guy's going to be huge.
I cannot wait, yeah. All right, so for reals, we're living now. We're on iTunes. Subscribe, leave a review, do all that nice stuff that we appreciate you doing. And if you don't, well, Frez has got two words for ya.
Piss off.